Ammonia abundance derived from Juno MWR and VLA observations of Jupiter, by Chris Moikal et al. The vertical distribution of trace gases in planetary atmospheres can be obtained with observations of the atmosphere's thermal emission. Converting radio observations to recover the atmospheric structure, however, is non-trivial, and the solutions are degenerate. We propose a modeling framework to prescribe a vertical distribution of trace gases that combines a thermochemical equilibrium model based on a vertical temperature structure and compare these results to models where ammonia can vary between predefined pressure nodes. To this means we retrieve Nadir brightness temperatures and limb darkening parameters, together with their uncertainties, from the Juno microwave radiometer, MWR. We then apply this framework to MWR observations during Juno's first year of operation, perijove passes 1 to 12, and to longitudinally averaged latitude scans taken with the upgraded Very Large Array, VLA, the paper 2016-2019A. We use the model to constrain the distribution of ammonia between minus 60 carat and 60 carat latitude and down to 100 bars. We constrain the ammonia abundance to be 340.5 carat plus 34.8 to 21.2 ppm, 2.30 carat plus 0.24 to 0.14 times solar abundance, and find a depletion of ammonia down to a depth of approximately 20 bars, which supports the existence of processes that deplete the atmosphere below the ammonia in water cloud layers. At the equator we find an increase of ammonia with altitude, while the zones and belts in the mid-latitudes can be traced down to levels where the atmosphere is well mixed. The latitudinal variation in the ammonia abundance appears to be opposite to that shown at higher altitudes, which supports the existence of a stacked cell circulation model. This was Ammonia Abundance Derived from Juno MWR and VLA Observations of Jupiter, by Chris Moikal et al.